الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين، وعلى آله الطيبين وأزواجه الطاهرات أمهات المؤمنين وصحابته الغر الميامين، وبالأخص منهم خلفائه الأربعة الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي ومن استنى بسنته المهتدى بهديهم إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات إلى هذه المواعظ الرمضانية Dear brothers and sisters, you are welcome to these reminders of Ramadan. جاء عند ابن ماجه and is reported بل جاء عند البخاري في صحيحه وأحمد والترمذي وأبو داود من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به فليس لله حاجة في أن يدع طعامه وشرابه. إمام بخاري reported in his book الصحيح عن إمام أحمد المسند أبو داود الترمذي on the tablet of أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said he whoever does not stop saying the false and acting upon it, then Allah Ta'ala does not need from him to leave his food and drink. And Allah Ta'ala of course does not need nothing, but it means that Allah Ta'ala is not happy with what he does. The second thing. Sorry for that. نعم الله المستعان. نعم سعد بروفيس نعم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من لم يدع قول الزور العمل به فليس لله حاجة في أن يدع طعامه وشرابه. لننظر ماذا قال العلماء في ذلك. Let's look to the ulama, what did they say in this hadith. قال ابن بطال: ليس معناه أن يؤمر بأن يدع صيامه. Ibn Battal, one of the great scholars amongst the Salaf, he said نعم, it does not necessarily mean that he is commanded to stop fasting. وإنما معناه التحذير من قول الزور وما ذكر معه. But it is a warning for one who is fasting to not to practice the zur or the false speech and false actions. نعم. وقال الهمام بن الكمال عن ابن الكمال said وهذا وما أشبهه يتفرع عن الكناية أي ليس له اعتبار عند الله. He said that this thing and whatsoever comes from the way of it, it is a kind of what they call it kinaya, means that Allah Ta'ala says something to mean other thing. Kinaya is like what Allah Ta'ala said ولا تباشروهن وأنتم عاكفون في المساجد. المباشرة هنا بمعنى الجماع، مع أن المباشرة أصلا ليست الجماع. نعم، الله تعالى said and do not practice this مباشرة while you are doing اعتكاف in the مساجد. المباشرة usually يعني it is not the sexual intercourse, but here it is used to give the meaning of sexual intercourse, meaning do not do or practice sexual intercourse while you are doing اعتكاف. نفس الشيء same thing كما قال الله تعالى، as الله تعالى said أو لامستم النساء، أو لامستم النساء فلم تجدوا ماء فتيمم. أو لامستم النساء هنا المقصود بها أو جامعتم كما قال ابن عباس وغير واحد من أهل التفسير. And here in the ayah أو لامستم النساء، here it means جامعتم or you did the sexual intercourse with your wife. نعم، and then you don't find water, then you can use the tayammum. So لامستم originally means touch, or you touch the woman. ولذلك فهمت الشافعية من هذه الآية أن مجرد لمس المرأة يبطل الوضوء. And that's why the شافعية understood from that just يعني touching the woman nullifies وضوء. مع أن ابن عباس فسرها بأنه الجماع، وقال ابن عباس interpreted as sexual intercourse. هذه الاستعمالات تسمى الكناية. These type of uses of these wordings is called كناية. Means that Allah Ta'ala says something and يعني he means something else. Something else. نعم. لكن يكون هذا جزء منها. المكنى به يكون جزء من المكنى عنه. What is used in this type of يعني of this usage, what is used here, the word used here must be part of the thing that is meant. يعني like in this here أو لامستم، لا يوجد جماع من غير مساس، من غير ملامسة. There is no sexual intercourse without touching skin to skin, body to body. نعم، فإذا المماسة جزء من من الجماع، من المجامعة. So touching bodies of each other, the man and the woman, is part of the sexual intercourse. There is no sexual intercourse without touching. That's why Allah Ta'ala used part of it to give the meaning of the whole of it. نعم، same thing with نعم، ونفس الشيء مع مع نعم قول الله عز وجل فلا تباشروهن وأنتم عاكفون في المساجد. المباشرة أصلا الضم والتقبيل وكذا، هذه تسمى مباشرة لأنها من مس البشرة للبشرة. As in the آية فلا تباشروهن وأنتم عاكفون في المساجد، تباشرون is from the word مباشرة. المباشرة means it is also from the word بشرة. بشرة is the skin. It means that the skin touches the skin, and that is when the husband kiss the wife and hug her and like that. And but other than the sexual intercourse. So here Allah Ta'ala used part of the whole operation of sexual intercourse. نعم، part of it, he used only part of it, which is the lesser in hearing, to give the meaning, the general, the whole meaning, the whole meaning. نعم، إذن هذا يعني معنى. قال نعم، أي ليس له اعتبار عند الله. يقول ابن الكمال ليس له اعتبار عند الله، يعني هذا الصيام لا ليس معناه أنه لا يصوم، لكن يصوم ومع ذلك لا اعتبار له. لا اعتبار له. It does not necessarily mean that he should stop fasting, but it means that he will fast and Allah Ta'ala would never consider this fasting يعني in the reward. But يعني in the sin of not being fasting, no, he has no sin. He fasted, but his fasting was not as perfect as provide him the reward promised for this type of worship. Naam. قال ابن حجر العسقلاني معناه فليس لله إرادة في صيامه فوضع الحاجة فوضع الحاجة موضع الإرادة. نعم. ابن حجر said that it means that Allah Ta'ala does not want from him to fast if he doesn't want to stop zur, the force. نعم. So Allah Ta'ala used this word want instead of a need instead of want. نعم. وقد سبق أبو عمر بن عبد البر إلى شيء من ذلك كما يقول الإمام بن حجر. الإمام بن حجر said that أبو عمر بن عبد البر has already said something like that. وقال ابن المنير في الحاشية بل هو كناية عن عدم القبول كمن يقول كما يقول المغضب لمن رد عليه شيئا طلبه منه فلم يقم به لا حاجة لي بكذا. فالمراد رد الصوم المتلبس بالزور وقبول السالم منه. So ابن المنير says that it means that the fasting is not accepted as when somebody who is very angry says to someone to do something for him, but that person did it with some type of way that makes the first one who requested the requester to be angry, either for delaying or something like that. Then that one, the requester would say, I have no need with it. Although he is the one who requested it. But because he did not do it willingly, or he did not do it right away, immediately, so he was nervous and he said to him, I have no need with it. So that is the meaning of it. قال ابن العربي المالكي ليس ابن عربي النكرة الصوفي, هذا ابن العربي this one is not the صوفي نكرة one ابن عربي, no, but this one is ابن العربي المالكي وواحد من علماء الأندلس من علماء المغرب من علماء الأندلس. نعم, he is one of the scholars of Andalus in Spain, between Morocco and Spain. نعم, scholars of أهل السنة والجماعة. قال مقتضى هذا الحديث أن من فعل ما ذكر لا يثاب على صيامه, ومعناه أن ثواب الصيام لا يقوم في الموازنة بإثم الزور وما ذكر معه. نعم, يعني لا يطرح إثم الزور, ليس قويا ليطرح إثم الزور. So Ibn Arabi said that the meaning of this hadith is that whoever practiced the zur, his fasting is not going to be rewarded for his fasting, and his fasting would not be enough to remove the sin of the false statements like backbiting and slandering and witnessing, false witnessing, and wrong speech, and wronging others and insulting others. نعم. ولهذا قال البيضاوي, and that's why الإمام البيضاوي said ليس المقصود من شرعية الصوم نفس الجوع والعطش بل ما يتبع من كسر الشهوات وتطويع النفس الأمارة للنفس المطمئنة. He said that what is wanted from the fasting, the reason why fasting was a sign, was made obligatory, or was made preferable or like is not the hunger and thirst, but it is to purify the soul, and stopping the desires and making the soul, which is called ammaratum bisu, the soul that commands the honor of it to do the wrong, to make this type of soul under the control of the soul, which is called mutmainna, the soul which is settled with faith and tranquility. نعم. فإذا لم يحصل ذلك لا ينظر الله إليه نظر المقبول. So if this fasting cannot give this type of advantage to the one who's fasting, then according to Al-Baydawi, then Allah Ta'ala would not look to this fasting as accepted. فنفس السبب وأراد المسبب والله أعلم. هكذا يقول إمام البيضاوي. He Allah Ta'ala denied the cause and he meant the consequence, and he meant the consequence. So the consequence is that this fasting is not going to be accepted, and the cause is that he did not leave the fast, the false actions and sayings. ولهذا قال المناوي كما في فيض القدير المجلد السادس في الصحيفة 224. And that's why الإمام المناوي said in his book فيض القدير value 6 page 224 قال الطيبي الإمام الطيبي المناوي said فيه دليل على أن الكذب والزور أصل الفواحش ومعدن النواهي بل هو قرين الشرك. He said that there is a دليل in this that lying and falseness are the origin of all the fawahish, the dislike, sayings and actions. وَمَعْدِنُ النَّوَاهِ, and it is the pure cause of all the of the existence of all the forbidding actions and sayings. However, it is a synonym of the shirk, it is a companion of the shirk, and that's why they are mentioned together in Surah Al-Hajj, Ayah 30. قال الله تعالى في سورة الحج الآية 30 فاجتنبوا الرجس من الأوثان واجتنبوا قول الزور. فاجتنبوا الرجس من الأوثان واجتنبوا الرجس من الأوثان الشرك وقول الزور وكل قول خالف الحق وأغضب الله عز وجل. And that's why Allah Ta'ala said and avoid and abandon the rijs, which is the impurity, من الأوثان, of the idols. وَاجْتَنِبُوا قَوْلَ الزُّورِ, and avoid the false speech and actions. نعم. وَقَدْ عُلِمَ أَنَّ الشِّرْكَ مُضَادُ الْإِخْلَاصِ, and it is well known that the association is the opposite of sincerity. وَلِسْتَوِ مَزِيدُ اخْتِصَاصٍ بِالْإِخْلَاصِ فَيَرْتَفِعُ بِمَا يُضَادُ, and fasting has a special relation with sincerity. Special relation with sincerity. Why? Because fasting means abandoning something, leaving something. This type of worship, no one can know it but Allah. Because يعني even when you perform wudu while you are يعني fasting, you can drink and no one, the one next to you cannot know that يعني you drank or not. So it is between you and Allah. It is very, very, very يعني related to sincerity. Now, however, it is based on sincerity. It cannot, يعني as Imam Ahmad said, that there is no fasting without sincerity. يعني nobody can be considered fasting if he is not sincere. Nobody. Because يعني it is the practical interpretation of sincerity. If you want to know what is the meaning of sincerity, it is fasting. It is fasting. Now, fasting is the practical interpretation of sincerity. Now, so whenever sincerity is not found by committing the shirk, then the fasting itself is not found, is not considered. Na'am, by the false statements and na'am. وقال ابن حجر العسقلاني رحمه الله تعالى في فتح الباري في المجلد الرابع صحيفة 125 إلى 126. ابن حجر العسقلاني سير هذه فتح الباري value 4 page 125 to 126. قال الغيبة تضر بالصيام. He said that backbiting and slandering affects negatively on fasting. Negatively on fasting. وقد حكي عن عائشة. And this was also mentioned from عائشة رضي الله عنها. وبه قال الأوزاعي, the Imam of Beirut and Lebanon, Imam of Lebanon, نعم أبو عمر عبد الرحمن الأوزاعي, نعم he said إن الغيبة تفطر الصائم وتوجب عليه قضاء ذلك اليوم. الأوزاعي took this opinion that backbiting and slandering is considered like eating. It nullifies the fasting of that day and it makes you obligated upon you to make up this day after Ramadan. نعم وأفرط ابن حزم فقال يبطله كل معصية من متعمد لها ذاكرا لصومه سواء كانت فعلا أو قولا لعموم قوله فلا يرفض ولا يجهل. ابن حجر الثاني سيد ابن حزم الأندلسي, إمام أبو محمد علي بن حزم الأندلسي, سيد يعني ابن حجر سيد دار هي يعني went يعني far away from the proper opinion because he took this opinion. He said that fasting could be nullified by any type of sin whatsoever, sin nullifies, that's not possible because no one's fasting would be then safe. Na'am, he said that as long as he does it willingly and intentionally, na'am, whether it is a saying or an action. That's what Ibn Hajar said, but Ibn Hajar refuted that and said that this is يعني, an extreme. It's an extreme. It's not accepted. نعم قال والجمهور وإن حملوا النهي على التحريم لأنهم خصوا الفطرة بالأكل والشرب والجماع. وهذا هو عين الصواب. He said that the جمهور, the majority of the علماء, although they say that it is forbidden to use the يعني backbiting, slandering, cheating, lying, etc. Anything which is forbidden for you. And other than Ramadan, it is even greater in the forbid in Ramadan. But they يعني said that what nullifies fasting is eating, drinking and sexual intercourse. قال أبو العالية الرياحي رحمه الله, إمام أبو العالية said الصائم في عبادة وإن كان راقدا راقدا على فراشي ما لم يغتر. He said, Abu Ali al-Riyahi said that the one who's fasting, نعم, is in a worship. He is in a worship. Even if he is sleeping on his bed or mattress, unless he practices slandering or backbiting. وهذا مذكور عنه يعني رواه عبد الله بن إمام أحمد في زوائد الزهد. إمام عبد الله بن إمام أحمد, son of إمام أحمد, reported that in his book Zawa'id al-Zuhdi, and it is authentic up to Abu al-Ali al-Riyahi. It is authentic. وكانت حفصة رضي الله عنها تقول يا حبذا عبادة وأنا نائمة يا حبذا عبادة وأنا نائمة على فراشي. What a great يعني, worship that I love while I am sleeping on my mattress or my bed. And this is reported by Imam Abdul Razzaq in his book Al-Musannaf, and also Ibn Rajab reported that in his book Lata'if al-Ma'arif, page 165. وقال العلامة ابن رجب الحنبلي وفي حديث آخر ليس الصيام من الطعام والشراب إنما الصيام من اللغو والرفث. ابن رجب said in another hadith, it was said that fasting is not only from abandoning eating and drinking, but it is from, but fasting is from abandoning the false speech and rafat, which is the introductions to the intercourse, sexual intercourse. وقال نعم. إذن هذا كان من تمام الأمر الثاني الذي ذكرناه من الأمور الستة. This was a completion of the second thing, second يعني thing that the person is fasting should avoid from these six things that we mentioned. We said the first one is to lower your gaze of what is forbidden for you, and the second is to keep your tongue free from whatsoever is considered to be false. والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. And if you have any questions now, you can raise them. Wallahu a'lam. You can raise your hand if you have any questions. Fine, if there's no questions, then I read the question from Talib al-Ta'ala, says, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alaykum as-salamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shaykh al-Fadhil, hayyakum wa hayyakum. What are the first beginner books that you would recommend for reverts to reverts who just entered the deen and are new to study? First thing is the book of Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Baz. It's a small book, and يعني it is explained but not yet in written. يعني I done it in English. It's on my website as I remember. It is called The Important Lessons to the Whole Ummah. This is very, very good for beginners. Now, has all what the beginners need. And in regard to the Tawheed, يعني for beginners, I recommend the book of Shadid Muhammad. That I introduced. It is a good book. Very. Right, subhanAllah. I didn't notice that there was no mic. The question of Talibat al-Ilm says, "What are the first beginner books that you recommend for reverts who have just entered the deen and are new to studying?" The first يعني, important one is الدروس المهمة المهمة لعامة الأمة, the important lessons for the general Ummah by Sheikh bin Baz. And I have done it in many times in English, and I believe it's on my website, but not as يعني, a book, but as audios. You all don't hear me? How is the voice? Ya Ikhwan, how is the voice? Now you hear me, inshallah? طيب let me just type the name of the book. نعم. It is the important lessons for the general ummah by Sheikh Ibn Baz. This book, it's an explanation, audio explanation, on my website. If you can find it there, or call, contact me, I will give it to you, inshallah. The second question is from Ummahdi 2, says, two questions, please. Can sisters relax while fasting and leave their household duties to recite Quran? If the husband welcomes that, no problem. But if he doesn't, no, she should not. Now, can children play to take mind from fasting? Yes, the Sahaba used to do that with their children. Whenever they feel that they're hungry, they give them cotton toys to play with. Talib al-Alim say, Sheikh, we answer this. Abun Dahaq says, Salaam alaikum. What is the ruling on paying back a loan which has riba? If you can pay it without the riba, then you pay it without the riba. But if it is obligatory and if you don't, you're going to be put in jail, then khalas, pay it with the riba, and the sin is upon the one who takes the riba. Wallahu a'lam. Umm Abdullah underscore 6 says, Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Now, Umm Abdullah says, I said if you can pay the loan without the riba, then you do. But if it is obligatory upon you and you can't, yani either this or you be brought in jail, then you pay it and the sin is upon the other one. Abdullah says, is it allowed for a sister to travel to a Muslim land alone? All cannot hear. All cannot hear. Ikhwan, all cannot hear. You all cannot hear. Fine. No, this for hijrah, for the purpose of hijrah. If there is a real hijrah, then yes, it is allowed. Because Allah Ta'ala said, the surah in the Quran, يا أيها النبي إذا جاءك المؤمنات مهاجرات. So it is يعني without mahram they travel. But but if يعني it is not a real hijrah, she is going to go with a working visa, and this is not considered to be hijrah, because she might be returned to her original land any time. So in this case, you say no. She said she should not travel without a mahram. Unless if she intends to go and stay the longest period she can, without having intention to come in the summer to visit, to this as holidays. No. If she doesn't intend to go and come back and forth, but to go, for example, to come to Saudi and stay here working, as long as she can, if she can, whole life she will do it. And she doesn't have any intention to go back even for one single week or one single day to visit. If she doesn't have this type of intention, then yes, it's allowed. If not, then not. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam alaykum. ورحمة الله وبركاته